Welcome to the Cup of Confidence podcast with me, Helen Walker, helping you create a business and life that you love. It all starts with removing that voice of self-doubt so you can become the most confident version of you.
Right, let's do this.
Hello and welcome to the Cup of Confidence podcast. I just wanted to start today's show by just saying a massive thank you to all my lovely listeners. Your messages of support over the last few weeks have literally blown me away. And sometimes when you're sat here talking, feels like you're talking to the wall with record on, you question whether, is this podcast really helping people? Are people listening? Is it really impacting anybody's life? And so many of you have taken the time out to reach out and tell me how you've been inspired to take massive action in your business because you've listened to something on the podcast. So I just wanted to say a big, big, heartfelt thank you to all of you. And if you haven't reached out, I would love to hear from you. So head on over to the show notes and send me a quick email and let me know what action you've taken since you've started listening to the podcast. Right, let's get on with the main show. So let's face it, we are all doing our best right now. There's no doubt about that. There's no question we are doing our very best. I just want us all to just stop for a moment, just a brief moment, and let's just consider what we've all been through over the last 10, 11, 12 months. One of the scariest moments in our entire lifetimes. This virus exploded on our world that we knew nothing about. And every single day, we were confronted by the horrible reminder of hundreds of deaths every single day. We were worried to leave the house. We were told that it was too dangerous to hug our mum and our grandparents. We were living in complete fear. And as social creatures, we've been now forced into this totally alien concept that we now have to keep 2 metres apart from everybody. Our kids couldn't go to school. Then they could. Then they couldn't. We've discovered how incredibly difficult it is to homeschool our kids, plus juggle work. We've not seen our family and our friends for months. We've had to conduct all our nights out over Zoom, and who likes Zoom? We've had to create these makeshift offices all around our house so the whole family can work and be schooled, eat, play, sleep. And let's face it, we all just need a good old holiday right now. And on top of all of this, we're still juggling life like we always have. We're still trying to run and grow a business. On top of all of this chaos. And it's no wonder that right now we just feel a little bit frazzled. Now for some of us, lockdown has been a nice experience. It's meant more time with your kids, mealtimes together, no horrendous commute. For some people it's meant time to slow down and think about what you really want out of life. But for others, it's been horrendous. Days and weeks and months spent alone. My dad lives alone and every day I worry about him and just think, you know, is he all right? And is he coping on his own? And is he getting lonely? Like, it's horrible. Families that have been devastated by this virus, experiencing firsthand its power. Now, on the whole, lockdown for me has been quite good. It's meant that me and my partner Chris have spent every single day together watching our new son Henry, who arrived in January, grow up. And it's been heartwarming to see the bond grow between Henry and my oldest son Samuel. For me, lockdown has meant more support with childcare. Because Chris hasn't been commuting anymore, I've benefited from that extra time and I've been able to spend it building and working on my business. I mean, cripes, I've had time to start a podcast, for goodness sake. So for us, lockdown hasn't been all that bad. Now, don't get me wrong, I have had my wobble days. I've cried, I've got angry, I've been like a child where I've been almost stamping my feet and going, it's not fair. I've wanted to shout expletives at people flouting the rules when I'm sat there and I haven't seen my mum and dad in months and there they are doing what the hell they like. I even felt guilty as I sat in the garden when we had this glorious 2020 summer, sipping cold beers and eating barbecue food every night. And I thought, why should I be enjoying myself when there's so many people out there facing so much sadness and so much heartache and suffering? And I felt guilty that during this year, my business has flourished, it's grown, when there's so many people out there losing their jobs and struggling with their businesses. And I felt guilty when I've been playing in the paddling pool with my preschool age children, while my friends are there tearing their hair out, homeschooling and worrying about what their future looks like. So you might be thinking, why am I telling you all this? And why did I feel the need to make this podcast episode? Well, I think it's important that we hear this message, because tucked away in isolation, in our houses, not seeing anybody, we sometimes forget to stop and congratulate ourselves. Like, we've made it this far. We've become part of history. Like, kids will be learning about this stuff in years to come. We've worn a million hats. We've faced every emotion under the sun. We've crammed a whole day's work into tiny little snippets of time throughout the day. And we have been tested beyond belief. And you know what? We're coming out the other side stronger. It might not feel like that right now, but trust me, we are going to be a million times stronger than we were at the beginning. It's really easy to question, you know, is it worth carrying on and building your business? But believe me when I say that it is, because the skills you now have are incredible. If you thought you were productive pre-COVID, imagine how productive you're going to be when it's all over. Right now, you might feel like you're failing at everything. Being a great partner, being a great school teacher, cooking everybody healthy meals, being this businesswoman you're supposed to be. I mean, if you're like me, you might be wondering how you're ever going to leave the house in the future in anything but jogging bottoms. But we didn't get this far to quit now. So I want every single person listening to this right now just to stop. Just smile and think, you know what? I am bloody superwoman. For what I've done through all these months, I have done my very best. I am superwoman. And nobody's saying that we've got to get it all perfectly right. And, you know, we don't have to be perfect. We just have to get through it in one piece. So these next 5 minutes are yours. Nobody else's. So down tools, close that book, close that textbook, turn off your phone and just think for a mere 5 minutes. Just look back over the past, 9, 10 months and just think of everything that you have done, everything that you have been through, everything that you have survived, everything that you have achieved. I don't care how big or how small, just think about it and just remember that you did all that. And you know why? Because you are truly amazing. And we don't often remind ourselves that we are indeed pretty awesome. Like, we are pretty amazing to have done what we have done. So I'm going to remind you, because you are amazing and I want to help you. So if you're a female business owner and you're feeling a bit stuck right now, a bit overwhelmed, maybe you don't know how to get things going in your business again. Perhaps you've lost your mojo. Perhaps you've lost your confidence and your self-belief is on the floor. Maybe you just need a push, some accountability, or even somebody just to bounce some ideas around with. And if this sounds like you, then get in touch, because I'm offering every single listener a free 30-minute Get Unstuck call. Now, it pretty much does what it says on the tin. It gets you unstuck. This is 30 minutes of free coaching from yours truly to get back on track. It might be that you just need to get rid of those mindset gremlins. You just need a little injection of confidence, a little bit more self-belief. Maybe you just need somebody to believe in you and tell you that you can step out of your comfort zone and you can make all of this amazing stuff happen. So if that sounds like you, head on over to the show notes and click the link and book your free 30-minute Get Unstuck call. because 2021 is our year, ladies.